Good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish Siman Shin Chaf Beis. We're up to Siman Shin Chaf Beis, Se'iv Vav. Today's Amud is Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding on the bottom of 304, Se'iv Vav. HaMechalik L'Bnei Beis HaMonos B'Shabbos. If a person is dividing up portions of food on Shabbos to B'nei Beiso, to people in his own family, in his own household, so Yachol HaHatil Goral, you're allowed to make a raffle. This is the whole Se'iv tonight is about making raffles on Shabbos. And there are basically two concerns that we have. One concern is not a Shabbos concern, is a general concern of Mesachik B'Kuvia, that it's some form of gambling. And the other concern is a Shabbos concern of a concern of Mekach Memkar, that it's going to come to lead one to Mido, Mishkal, to measuring things, to weighing things, in order to make sure that everything is fair. So when you are dividing up to your own family members, you're allowed to make a goro. Lomar l'mishiyetz a goro ploni, yeh chelik ploni shalo, that if a person has this raffle ticket, so he's going to get this portion. But that's only if all the portions are basically the same size, because then there's no reason to measure it or weigh it, and there's no issue of and there's no issue of mesachik b'kuvya. So everyone's going to get the same thing anyway. Avalim acherim aser. But if it's with other people outside of your own household, then it's going to be aser. Kivin shemakbidin za'alzeh, because they're makbid that someone shouldn't even get a slightly larger piece than they get. And yavoli demidu mishkal. So they might come to measure it or weigh it. But with your own household members, they're not going to come to measure or weigh something as long as they're basically the same size. Avalitein managadol. But when you're dealing with something, now you're dividing up things where some things are much larger pieces and some things are much smaller pieces. Ulahatil gorilla leim, and you can make a raffle. Afilu bibne beso ubichal asum yishum kuvya. Then it's asur even with your family members and even during a weekday because of kuvya, because it's gambling. V'yesh omrim dimban of bnei beso mutal lahatil gorilla afilu alman gadol kenegim man katan neshen makpidim. But there are those that say even with your own that if it's with your own family members, we're not worried about mesachik kuvya, even though there are some pieces that are much larger than others because they're not makbid on each other. Says the Ramav, Asul Ahatil Goral, B'Shabbos Hafilu Al Yidei Einu Yehudi, that when you're not allowed to make a goral, you can't even have a non-Jew be the one that does it for you. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yutes, HaChalokim Shavim, D'Bzein Shayich Shum Misr Shal Schikas Kuvya, when it's all the same size, so it's not a gamble, Kivin Shem Nistakar Al Yidei Goral, because no one's winning, everyone's a winner. Everyone's getting exactly the same thing. So Kivin Shemak Pidin, so we said that with other people it's aser because they're makbid on one another. Ulechalik b'li goral shari. Now, if you don't do a goral with other people, you're just giving out similar sized pieces to everybody. That's mutter. The mustam amrin shein makbidin, because probably they're not really makbid. Elim kain rotzim lahatil goral. But if they're insisting on doing a goral, does chazina shein makbidin? That shows that there's some level of hakbada that they're going to get the most desired piece. And even if they're neighbors, sometimes neighbors are very particular with one another. So when it comes to other people from outside of your family, and it's similar sized pieces that you're raffling off, it's going to be mutter if you're not raffling and you're just giving it, but it's going to be usr with a goral. Ze al ze, haynu shalo limcha l'chavero afal davar muat, because they're makbid on one another, and therefore they won't be mochel even with a slight discrepancy between the size of one piece and the other, even though they're roughly all the same size. And then we said, but when you're dealing with different size pieces, and to make a goral, l'hatil goral, haynu demishi iska b'goral yital agadolu, mishi ischai yital agtana, that the raffle winner gets the big piece and the raffle loser gets the small piece. Hu b'chal sikas kuvya mamish. That's mamish gambling. Kuvya u'mashem sachin be'etzim. Kuvya is with some type of pieces of wood or dice or something. V'kuvya avak gezel midrayim. And what's the problem with gambling? It's gezel midrayim. It's avak gezel midrayim. Shein daito laknoso v'kinyin gomor. Because the person who loses is not really having in mind to be makna with a full kinyin. L'hachi asr af b'chal. And therefore gambling is asr even on a weekday. V'yafta balabayisim b'nei beiso lo shayim. And even though Balabai is together, when he's giving things out to Bnei Beis, so it's not Gezel because it's all his. Still can't do it because that might lead the participants of the raffle to develop a habit of gambling. And once you're doing it outside of the family, then for sure it's going to be also even on a weekday. And then it's going to be an Isra on Shabbos also for another reason, because because it's Dumi Lamekach Memkar Shein Makpidin. So this was where the Shulchan Aruch had said that that there are those that say that with Banavu B'nei Beso, you're allowed to make a Goral even when they're not equal size pieces, because they're Ein Makpidin. What does that mean? Shari Unosi Lamekol Mishalo, because the Balabais is giving all of his own stuff, it all belongs to him. V'lo Shaykh Shash to Midu Mishkol V'gam Kuvye Ein Kan. It's not going to come to measuring or weighing, and there's no gambling. But if everyone brings their own portion of food and then they decide to raffle off, they put it all in the middle and then they decide to raffle off who gets what, so where everybody's contributing their own stuff, that's a problem. That's when it's mana gadol kenegan mana ketana. This yesh omrim that's mekel is only mekel because it all comes from the balabayas. And then we said in the Ramah that it's also to be matal goral on Shabbos even al yidei in Yehudi. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chavdal, the hatal goral hainuim hu lechalik eiz adavar, to divide something. And it's also to do it even if otherwise it's going to be a big fight. But if the goral is to decide who's going to say the Kaddish, I mean, if you have a shul that has a minig that only one person gets to say Kaddish, so you have a guy, you know, you have three people that are all in Shloshim or whatever, so to make a goral like that, or who's going to get the coveted aliyah, that's mutter. Because they did that in the Beis HaMikdash, they would make a pious to determine who's going to be the one that shechs the carbon, who's going to be the one that zorik the carbon. So that's not about monetary stuff. That's about doing mitzvahs that you're allowed to do. Vayin b'nezer hakodesh shehevi b'shem shvus Yaakov chel gimel simchav dalid shemash v'sheinu mutar rak lahatil gorol mitoch hasefer kanohug avl hatil gorol al yidei pitkos shenichtavu me'erev Shabbos shem kol echad alav v'matilin b'kalpi v'motzin pitka mishyal l'sefer Torah asr v'chein kasu b'sefer hachayim. That he says maybe even when you're giving aliyos or something like that, and you're making a raffle, it can only be mitoch hasefer. I'm not sure exactly what that means. I don't know if it means that you take the gabbai book that has everybody's name in it, and you just open up to a random page, and he's the winner, the guy that whose page you turn to. I don't know exactly what it means, but he's saying to do an actual raffle with actual raffle stuff, that's going to be usher, even to distribute aliyos or things like that. It's going to be usher. There's a question about raffles for like a father-child learning, for Lador program and things like that, which the Minhag HaOlam is to be makel about that. The question is why, meaning what exactly is the heter? For whatever reason, Minhag HaOlam is to be makel, like in youth departments throughout the country, they're makel. Sivkat Nchafei, B'Shabbos, Ayin Magen Avram Dafilu Mu Dvar Mitzvah, that Magen Avram writes that even if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, Lav Matzil Mevin Me'atmal, and you couldn't do it yesterday, Gam Ken Asom B'Shabbos, still can't make the raffle on Shabbos. Yom Tov Mashem Magen Avram D'Shari Bof and Zeh, but in Yom Tov Magen Avram sounds like it's going to be Mutter Ayin B'Shar Tziyud. So to summarize what we learned today, so we said that you're allowed to make a raffle provided that two conditions are met, that it's only among B'nai Beso, and that all the sizes of what you're raffling off are the same to one another. But if you're missing either of those conditions, it's going to be usher either on account of cheshash of Midu Mishkol, that's if it's outside of B'nai Beso, and if it's different size pieces, then it's on account of Misachik B'Kuvya, which is going to be usher throughout the week. The Mishnah Berurah referred to Misachik B'Kuvya, to gambling, as Avak Gezel Midivrayim. Sounds like he takes a stand that it's usher to gamble, Midrabanan, that it's usher to gamble. But there was a Yesh Omrim that you're allowed to do Mana Gedol Kenegin Mana Katana if it's all coming from the Balabayas and it's only among the B'nai Habayas. And then we said that it's usher to be Matil Goral B'Shabbos, even Al Yedei Einu Yehudi. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the beginning of Simon Shin Chav Gimel.